Welcome to the HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com podcast. The opinions and ideas expressed on this show are solely those of HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com and its guests. This is the very best of professional wrestling, both independent and mainstream.
Yes, you already know what it is, and you already know where you've reached. It's the number one up-and-coming professional wrestling podcast anywhere in the world. Recorded right here in New York City, this is the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly podcast. And I'm your host, Sean Hubbard. It is Friday, February 8th, 2019. The year keeps rolling along, and so do we, with another major guest in store for you tonight. A returning guest, a returning world heavyweight champion, coming to you on the eve of a fatal four-way title defense in New York City at the NYC Arena tomorrow night, February 9th. But he's stopping here a day early at Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast to talk to me, to talk to you, and give his expertise on the world of professional wrestling and what it's like to be a world heavyweight champion. But before we introduce my big-time returning guest, we got to make sure we introduce all our business owners out there to HaasCrea.com. If you want to make sure you project yourself in the best possible light on the internet as it pertains to your business, there's only one place to go, and that's HaasCrea.com. We're talking about web platforming, we're talking about web designing. There's only one place to go, and if you check out their portfolio, you will see a list of who's who clients that they've already added their expertise to. And we want to make sure that they add their expertise to you. So go to HaasCrea.com. That's HaasCrea.com. Because we love tech. They are the absolute best at what they do. And speaking of being the best at what you do, when it comes to taking photos or doing portfolios or things of that nature, for my personal self, I go to professionals. I'm a businessman. I don't half step. So when it comes to my photography needs, I go to Photos by Loredana. That's her Instagram page. Photos by Loredana. And you need to go to her website right now. That's LoredanaNicole.com. This is a fashion graduate, y'all. That means she is astute in this field. And she is taking all her fashion expertise, all her fashion knowledge, into the world of photography for you. She already has a list of clients a mile long, but she's gonna work with you if you reach out to her. So go to LoredanaNicole.com and make sure you make an appointment to have the very best in photography take care of your photograph needs, because there's no way to go when it comes to taking your photos the right way other than going to a professional. And this young lady is the best of the best. So once again, go to LoredanaNicole.com. I'll make sure I add a link to her website in this episode of the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast, just for your convenience, just because your boy Sean Hubbard got love for you. I'm going to make sure y'all got a link to her website so you can make sure you take care of all your photograph needs. So once again, y'all, we're back. It's February 8th, 2019. The year keeps on rolling. Shout out to everybody listening on iTunes. Shout out to everybody listening on the Daily Smart. Shout out to everybody listening on Google Play. Shout out to everybody listening on Stitcher. And shout out to everybody listening right here on the HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com website, because we are so happy to be with you once again. And man, am I so excited to bring you back a world heavyweight champion, the House of Glory world champion to be exact, tomorrow night, February 9th. In the NYC Arena in New York City, this man is going to only have a 25% chance of retaining his title. You heard what I said. 25%. Because he is in a fatal four-way match for his HOG heavyweight title. But he ain't got no fear, man. And to show you that he ain't got no fear, he's taking time out of his busy schedule as he prepares for tomorrow night's title defense against three very worthy challengers to talk to you right here tonight on the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly podcast. And we are so happy to have him back for a second run. He was with us last year. He's with us again this year. He's the one and only House of Glory heavyweight champion of the world. Please welcome with me my good friend, Anthony Gangon. Welcome back to the show, bro.
Well, thanks for having me, and thank you for that great introduction.
Yo, man, it's love. I appreciate you, brother. Listen, I got to tell you, man, you continue to run roughshod over the House of Glory landscape, man. In addition to other promotions that you've been wrestling at, you keep a really hectic schedule, and, you know, we really appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for the interview.
You already know, man. So listen, man, let's catch up a little bit. I mean, you've been champion for a while now. You continue, like I said a second ago, to run roughshod over the entire House of Glory division. The House of Gangon, which I'm a big fan of, is a stable that is just, you know, super hot right now, at least in this humble journalist's opinion. You know, the House of Gangon is super dope, man. Like, tell us, give us an update, man. How's it been in your world as world heavyweight champion?
I mean, it's been pretty good since I won the title back in August, and it was a little dip in there when, unfortunately, I lost to Private Party last September in a tag team match. But, you know, I was able to beat PCO, and then was able to beat Shane Strickland. And, I mean, to me, the House is as strong as it's ever been, especially with Amazing Red showing everyone that he's a part of the House and he's completely 100% with it. I know there's, like, some, I guess, maybe rumors or whatever the case is that, oh, Smiley's not happy being in the House of Gangon or Leroy's getting to him, but it's nothing like that. If it wasn't for me, Smiley would be running around with a giant hammer and pretending to be Doink the Clown and have himself like a little Dink the Clown with him.
No doubt, man. I mean, I'm glad you brought that up. I have heard that there have been chinks in the armor, but I'll tell you something, man. As I continue to go to these House of Glory shows, shout out to my good friend TJ Marconi, who made a really good career decision, in my opinion, going out on his own at the last House of Glory event. And as we prepare for the next one coming up on February 9th, like I said, House of Gangon, I've heard there's been chinks in the armor, but it seems to me like you guys are as strong as you ever been. You just mentioned that. Talk to us about the continued evolution of your relationship with Amazing Red. I know we talked about that when everything initially went down last summer, but, you know, I, for one, am happy that this team has stayed intact, but there's been a lot of people that felt like this was kind of like a temporary thing, that Amazing Red would, quote-unquote, come to his senses, but, you know, it seems like he's in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with wrestling fans. Some of them think they know everything.
Right.
And some of them think that they know what steps you're going to take before you take them. And I personally enjoy that because I know that I can subvert their expectations. And it helps me out tremendously. It always gives me a good laugh. But yeah, I mean, my relationship with Red, you know, he's my trainer. He's trained me forever at this point. And we had a little dip there in our relationship, which kind of caused a big kind of rift between us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he lost the match, lost the title to me. And I think he realized that the fans, you know, they kind of, I'm not saying forgot about him, but they don't really recognize how important he was to independent wrestling and the wrestlers they freaking love to enjoy on like NXT and WWE and all these moves and all these things. And I think Red kind of realized that we're kind of talking about the same things when we speak about the state of professional wrestling and the wrestlers in the business and all of that.
You know, Anthony, I appreciate that perspective, but I got to be real with you. You know, this is not about me, it's about you, but I'm going to take, you know, 2 minutes, and I definitely want your opinion on what I'm about to say to kind of give my opinion of the state of professional wrestling. You know, the House of Gangon, it resonates with me. You know, it's something that makes a lot of sense. It's basically, we keep it PG here, but it's basically F the system, F what you think. We're going to do what we want to do. We know that we're right. We know that you're wrong. And it's not like a corporate kind of thing. It's not one of those deals where it's like, you know, you feel like you're having to manipulate the system. It's more along the lines of you making your own system. The House of Gangon continues to, like I said, run roughshod, not just because you guys are superior athletes, which you are, but also it's because, listen, you guys are blazing your own trail. And I think, honestly, from a journalistic perspective, that Amazing Red realized, hey, listen, this is the new wave in professional wrestling. House of Glory is one of the hottest brands in the world. I need to align myself with this guy, meaning you, the heavyweight champion, the new heavyweight champion at that time, now reigning for several months now. And I need to get my mind in gear of understanding the House of Gangon is where it's at. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yes and no. I would say that there might be some of that with Red, but I just think that he realized that him and I are more alike, and people within the House of Gangon are more alike than he realized.
Okay.
And I think his frustrations in wrestling kind of helped him realize where he should stand at this point.
Fair enough, fair enough. Well, I guess I just do a little bit of myself in that thing because I'm a big fan of the House of Gangon, so I guess that's kind of where I stand. But I get where you're coming from, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what you said about, you know, kind of forget the system and all that, it's exactly who I am as a person, and, you know, I feel like so many people just try to fit into the collective. And I guess some people can argue that, oh, well, isn't the House of Gangon like a tribe or whatever? I mean, we're all similar people. We're all similar-minded people, but no one's forcing them to be in the House of Gango. No one's telling them they have to be there. They make their own choices, and just because we have them agree more often than disagree, I don't see what's wrong with that.
Agreed, agreed. Little career retrospective here. Like I said, we're touching on things that we didn't get a chance to talk to you about the last time, and like I said, we really appreciate you coming on for a second time, but you know, since your debut in April of 2013, man, you have just continued to rack up championships, rack up wins. Obviously, you have your fair share of losses along the way, but your record has been pretty darn good, man. I mean, you're a two-time House of Glory World Champion. You're a former House of Glory World Tag Team Champion, Elite Champion. You won the SWA Pride Championship, the RPW United States title. You're a FTW Tag Champ. Like, of all those titles, I mean, obviously the world championship means the most, but do you remember your first championship win, and do you remember how much that meant to you, if you can give the idea to the fans of what that meant to you at that time?
I don't know for sure what exactly my first win was, but I'm going to say it was probably the RPW United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, fans and maybe some wrestlers may feel like, oh, it's just a prop or it's not real, which is, I guess, somewhat accurate. But at the same time, a company is investing in you and telling you that they believe that you are one of the best guys on the roster, and they believe in your abilities, and they gave you a championship. And most of the time, if you have a championship, that company will promote you heavily.
Right.
So for me, I think it was a lot of validation, which I've always believed in myself when no one believed in me. And I think that was validation for myself, like, yes, I can do this. And, you know, at the time, J.T. Dunn was the U.S. champion, and I was kind of involved in that, and it was a wrestler called Chris Envy that was also involved with that. So it was a somewhat special time for me.
That's what's up, man. And you've been, you know, blazing your own trail ever since. Listen, we have a mutual friend in the business, TJ Marconi. I mention him a lot because he's been a key component in helping me get started as far as this podcast, which, by the way, to all my listeners out there, thank you guys so much. I can't believe I'm coming up on a year this coming April. It's really cool to still be around. You know, so many podcasts come and go, Anthony, so it's cool to be still around. But, you know, I talk about TJ And I know you have a personal and business relationship with him. He and you were tag team champions in the SWF. Talk to us about your relationship with him. Talk about kind of like your business side, personal side, and how cool it is to have, from what I understand, a really cool friend within the business. Because I know it can be kind of a cutthroat industry at times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think I have too many friends within wrestling.
Right.
Maybe I could count them on two hands, maybe.
Gotcha.
But TJ forever will be, as far as I know, or will not, that he forever will be, you know, my top guy. Like he's been there for me throughout. And even when I didn't know him at all, and I kind of had a similar idea to what the Crusade was doing at the time, that, you know, it was just by circumstance that we had kind of a similar idea. I messaged him, Darius, and Danny only if I would be allowed to use the mask in my own way, because obviously I paint the Guy Fawkes mask and all that. But And he was completely cool with it. And if it wasn't for TJ, I probably would have never been in Beyond Wrestling. He helped me out a lot with that. So he's always helped me, and I hope in some way I've helped him. But even on a personal level, if TJ had to break down my door to help me out, that's the type of person he is. And he gets a horrible rep in wrestling, because he's very passionate, and maybe he talks too much on social media, but he is a good dude, and I will always put my name on with him. Because he's a good freaking dude, and he's never lied to me, he's never stabbed me in the back, he's never did something because of an agenda. He's always been great to me, and that's all I really have to say about that, I guess.
I agree. Definitely a good friend. I remember back when I first started coming to House of Glory as a fan and as a journalist, you know, I remember spotting you and you know, as you were preparing for the no ropes match with Red, and I was like, yo, I gotta meet this guy. And TJ was like, okay, you know, and not too much longer, he linked us up, and the rest is history. So shout out to TJ, man. But listen, you've been in the ring with some of the who's who in professional wrestling. Like, you're a humble guy, man, but, you know, you won't brag, but I will, and on your behalf. I mean, you've won world championships in matches with EC3, Brian Cage. You've wrestled all over the country. You've been overseas. Like, I mean, you've been on a wild ride, man. And it seems like it's only getting better. You shared the ring with Cody Rhodes, who's one of the hottest names in the business right now. Talk about, I guess, your evolution as a competitor. And I mean, you're stepping your game up in a major way with some heavy duty talent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as those wrestlers, it's all about perception for people, and some of those matches and people I really enjoyed working with, some of them I didn't particularly care for.
Okay.
But, you know, just to take a guy like Cody Rhodes, who, you know, I respect him so much because he was a great WWE superstar. And he went on and he became this kind of like rebel with wrestling. He did what he wanted. And he was able to get his t-shirts into freaking like Hot Topic. Like, and I love that whole idea of just like kind of giving the finger to like the system kind of situation. So like guys like Cody Rhodes, like he taught me so much in the ring, just by wrestling him. And there's just so many guys like Sammy Callahan and just guys like that have given back to wrestlers and kind of my generation or the next generation or guys that kind of need that exposure. Like that's the guys that I respect and I really care for. Everything else is give or take.
Understood. I guess, like I said, you know, there's never going to be an inside perspective on my end because I'm not inside the ring. I can only get as close as outside the ropes, but. You know, it just seems like you're really doing your thing and you're in there with some top-notch talent. But I do understand that there's going to be times where, you know, hey, maybe perception is a little different than reality. So I definitely understand where you're coming from with that. We got House of Glory coming up, man. House of Glory, Recapture the Glory, I believe, is the name. And, you know, we're talking about a four-way dance or a four-way match where you're going to be defending the House of Glory Heavyweight Championship of the World this weekend. Actually, this show is airing on a Friday. Tomorrow night, you have a title defense. Talk to us about it, man. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm ready. I wouldn't be champion if I wasn't.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
I mean, I mean, Rob Black kind of, you know, he kind of stacked the deck against me again, and he kind of put me in a unique situation. But I'm pretty confident in myself that I'll be walking out as a victor.
I mean, you have a 25% chance of being victorious, man. But you have been defying the odds ever since you become champion, and you know, I have no doubt that you'll figure out a way. But I'll tell you one thing, you're in there with some tough competition. But you're always in there with tough competition. And speaking of tough competition, you've been all over the country, man. You're not just working for House of Glory. You're all over the place doing shows all over the country. Your schedule is pretty hectic, man. I mean, don't feel like you're burning the candle at both ends a little bit?
No. That's something I need to do. And honestly, I had a good... You know, I used to wrestle a lot, and there was a point in time where I didn't wrestle as often, and maybe some of that, I guess, would be my fault. But now that it's a new year or whatever the case is, like, I've been wrestling every weekend, multiple times a weekend, and I really do enjoy it, and I'm glad I'm in a good place that I'm able to do that, and I'm really grateful to everyone that's given me an opportunity to wrestle or debut in a promotion. But I definitely don't think I'm burning the candle at two ends because, you know, this is all I really want to do since I was four, and I need to be really good at my craft, and I want to be perfect, and even though I won't be perfect ever, I'm certainly going to try.
That's why you're the champion of the world, my man. I appreciate that perspective, and I'm sure your fans do too. You know, since the last time we spoke, man, a lot has changed in the world of professional wrestling as it pertains to, I'm throwing up air quotes here, Anthony, the mainstream product. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the three letters AEW are just all over the place right now, man. And I got to tell you, it's exciting as a fan. It's exciting from a journalist perspective. And I would imagine it would be exciting as a performer. More opportunity, you know, more exposure for the business. Kind of taking it back to a time when, not saying AEW is on this level yet because they haven't even had an event yet, but we hope that it turns out to be another WCW that could put a little fire under WWE's backside. How do you feel about the comeuppance, or I should say the emergence of AEW, and what does that mean for you as a current world champion and someone who's going to continue to grow in the business?
I mean, AEW clearly as a wrestler is a great thing. And even if they don't or are never able to compete, let's say, with a WWE, guess what? They're competing with Ring of Honor.
Yep.
And Impact. And even, I guess you could even put MLW in that. So those are four television products or future television products in AEW that all have to compete for each other or against each other for the second spot. And that in itself is going to just be great for both wrestlers and wrestling fans. But I think also WWE, it helps the wrestlers in WWE because now you have more opportunity as a wrestler and you don't have to necessarily bow to what they want you to do. And
right.
I'm not saying that WWE is a bad place. I don't know. I've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
But as a wrestler, it's good business to have multiple options. That's where you make the most money, and that's where you get the most happiness.
I agree. As a fan, as a journalist, I'm really excited about the future of professional wrestling. I'm excited about the future of House of Glory. Like you said, you mentioned MLW. There's some upstart promotions like NYC Pro Wrestling. You know, obviously New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, and obviously WWE being the holy grail. But man, you're really doing your thing, man. And I got to tell you, at the end of the day, all that matters is the love for the business. And I can tell you really love what you do. I mean, you put your body on the line. Little fun fact for all the fans out there. I happen to be ringside for Anthony Gangone's last championship title defense inside a steel cage. And I'll tell you what, man, like this dude, like I was actually sitting ringside and I was standing next. I didn't know I was standing next to him. I was standing next to your pops, man. And we were having a conversation. I was cheering you on. You know, people don't know I'm a big House of Gangone fan or whatever. And your pops is looking at me, not knowing that he's your pops. And he's like, oh, so you're a fan. I'm like, yeah, that's my guy. That's my dog. He's like, yeah, he's mine too. That's my son. And we cracked up laughing. It was hilarious, man. It was one of the coolest moments I've had at House of Glory, standing next to your pops, man.
I don't usually try to let people know on who's related to me or not. But yeah, I mean, he told me about that too. And luckily I know you, and So that's the good part. But yeah, you can if you look hard enough, if you can kind of match faces, you can maybe see my dad somewhere around a House of Glory event.
That's what's up, man. It was a really cool moment, you know, and it's dope, man. It's wrestling really can bring people together, and it's a super cool moment, and you know, it's one of those things that I'll always remember. But man, I gotta tell you something. I want to thank you. I can't believe all this time's already gone by, but like, you know, as we continue to grow in the business, myself on the journalistic side, you in the ring, it just continues to be more fun and more insightful to have a chance to talk to you. Like I said, you're a world champion, and I consider it an honor for you to be here, man, and I really appreciate it, big dog.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for giving me this time, and I hope your podcast continues to grow, and you get more listeners because you're a good dude, and I personally like your podcast, so I hope other people get to enjoy it as well.
I appreciate it, champ. Before we let you go, please let the world know where they can find you, man. Social media, upcoming appearances, etc.
Yeah, okay. So you can find me on social media at House of Gangone on Twitter and Gangone Anthony on Instagram, and if you just search my name on Facebook, it should come up. And I'm wrestling in I believe it's in New Jersey, but I'm not positive about that. But if you check my social media, you can check. Pro Wrestling After Dark on Friday, which is actually my birthday as well. And then on Saturday, I have House of Glory, but I also have Full Faith Wrestling. So
double duty on the same day. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I got to keep busy.
You're grinding, man. You're grinding. We appreciate you, man. Listen, on a serious note, outside of the actual match aspect, we wish you nothing but, you know, health and wealth, man. Stay healthy.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You already know. So listen, man, we got the heavyweight champion of the world of House of Glory in the building, man. He is the one and only Anthony Gangone. I am your host, Sean Hubbard, and this is the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast. Until next time, peace out.
This has been a production of HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com, home of the Hubbard Wrestling Weekly Podcast, the very best in professional wrestling, both independent and mainstream. The ideas and content of this show are the exclusive property of HubbardWrestlingWeekly.com. The opinions of its hosts and guests are theirs and theirs alone, as this show and website are not associated with any professional wrestling organization.